I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Why would a Florida mom, 58-year-old Florida mom, try to run over her daughter's husband? Why would she do something like that? What do you think that guy did that so infuriated the mother that I am going to run over, with my Mercedes, I am going to run over my daughter's husband? What kind of bad thing do you think this guy did?
It's going to make for an awkward Thanksgiving.
I'll tell you what he did. He slept with the mom. Oh. That's what he did. The mom was sleeping.
He went Def Leppard style.
The mom was sleeping with her daughter's husband. And the daughter and the husband eventually spilled the beans to the
daughter.
You
don't do it like your mama does.
So... So you think you would think that maybe the daughter would try to run over this guy, but no, it was the mom.
Did your mama teach you that?
So the mom got mad. The 58-year-old mom got mad that her daughter's husband, he's 33 years old, told the daughter that they had been having an affair, that he had been having an affair with the daughter's mom, with the mom. And she said, "You have ruined our relationship."
I'd say so.
She says, well, the mom may have had something to do with ruining the relationship between the mother and daughter. So the mom was upset that her relationship with her daughter has been ruined because her son-in-law, she was sleeping with her son-in-law. So the other night, she goes over to the front lawn there first. She throws a number of eggs at the house and then gets in her Mercedes and is driving in circles in the front of the house, in the front yard. And then the guy comes out and she tries to run him over a number of times. She told police she wanted him to die. Mm. Well, her daughter is now in the midst of a divorce with this man. And their relationship is over. The relationship between the daughter's husband and the mom is now over with, too.
I see your sex outside the norm. And I'll bring you some more from Bay City, Michigan. A swingers party went south on Thursday night. About 10:30, the cops showed up to a 911 call. Find one of the people there on scene bleeding from the forehead and a Dodge minivan in the front yard. What happened was the 33 and 31-year-old couple comes to get a swingers party going on with their friends. And when things start to go down, the girl, Amber, she's the one visiting. She's downstairs with the man of the house who owns the house. And then her man, Amber's man, is upstairs with the woman of the house. So the swap is going on upstairs. The swap is going on downstairs. And then... then Amber's man comes downstairs with the woman of the house. And I don't know, Amber flies into a crazy jealous rage and goes out and gets a screwdriver out of the car and buries it in this guy's forehead. And that's when the woman of the house calls the cops. The woman, Amber, crazy Amber, runs back out into the, everybody's in the front yard waiting for the cops to show up. This guy's bleeding all over the place. And then she jumps in the Dodge minivan and tries to run some people over.
What do you think happened here? Because she obviously signed off on this to begin with.
Yeah.
What do you think happened?
They started drinking and then it started getting to the point of no return.
My guess is that they're on separate floors of the house, but you can still hear what's going on
upstairs
from one floor to the other. And she is not getting the satisfaction out of her swing that her husband is getting out of his swing downstairs, and that is making her mad. That would be my guess.
Yeah. And then, by the time they got her in for her mugshot, she just looks crazy. Yeah. And then, it's kicking and spitting on cops. She is completely off the rails.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if the swinging thing's going to happen again for Amber.
Is there anything more sacred to a man than his football Saturdays and football Sundays? Well, a Peoria, Illinois man was reclined Saturday night. He was sitting in his recliner in his man cave Saturday night watching some ESPN college football. This guy turned his garage.
There's some good games on this weekend.
He turned his garage into a man cave. And he's watching the games in his garage. He had the garage door open. and he hears a noise, and he looks over, and he sees a guy holding a gun to his face, demanding cash. But the guy and his man gets, I don't have anything out here.
I'm sitting in my boxers with a beer in my hand. What do you want?
So the guy just took his cell phone instead and ran off. And that's why in this year's Fan Cave giveaway, we're including a battle-ready M1 bazooka.
I can't believe it's news.
Because you never know who might come over and be jealous of your Fan Cave setup.